Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game. This side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Aaron driving a semi-truck on I-5 is. Aaron, are you there?
I am here.
Well, Aaron's in the house, and I'm curious to know if he listened to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 on the men's room.
I did not.
Oh, Steve, it looks like the playing field is level. Time for you to get out of the studio, sir.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing at home, Aaron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Correct. Which TV show had a talking cat named Salem?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That's right. Asics, Toms, and UGG are brands of what?
Boots.
Can you be more generic? Yes. Which branch of the military was the first to award a Medal of Honor?
Would that be the Army?
No.
Air Force?
No.
Navy?
Yes. The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals that can do what?
Lay eggs.
Correct. How many lead singers has Iron Maiden had?
3.
Yes. Who was Raggedy Ann's little brother?
Raggedy Andy.
Correct. In which Canadian province was Wayne Gretzky born?
Quebec?
No.
Pass.
What letter appears at the bottom left of a standard keyboard?
C?
No.
B.
Yes. All right. With that, you got 8 correct, and that is a fine score there, Aaron. Yeah. That's how I'm feeling on the inside. Woohoo.
Oh, yeah?
Woohoo. Steve?
Yes?
Welcome back. Are you ready?
All right.
Hope you're feeling a little pressure.
Ooh. How many pressure makes?
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Correct. Which TV show had a talking cat named Salem?
That Out of This World?
No.
Crap, it was a show that was right around that time. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes. Oh. Asics, Toms, and UGG are types of what?
Shoes.
Yes. Which branch of the military was the first to award a Medal of Honor?
Let's go Army.
No.
Navy.
Yes. The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals that can do what?
Swim?
No.
Fly?
No.
Have sex for pleasure?
No. Wow. How many lead singers has Iron Maiden had?
I believe it's 3.
It is. Who was Raggedy Ann's little brother?
Andy.
Yes.
Raggedy Andy?
In which Canadian province was Wayne Gretzky born?
Oh, crap. Edmonton.
No.
Saskatchewan.
No.
Winnipeg.
No. What letter appears at the bottom left of a standard keyboard?
Bottom left? What?
Yes, bottom left of a standard keyboard. What letter appears there?
C?
No.
B?
No.
E?
No.
F?
No.
U?
Wow.
Steve, you got
Z.
You had Z.
Yeah,
he
Z.
can see now. He took off his blindfold. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a lovely score, but it's not good enough to beat our friend Aaron, who scored 8.
Wow.
Aaron wins 8-6.
Nice.
Congratulations, Aaron.
Woo-hoo. Great
There's
game,
that
my man.
Again. So let's go through this real quickly. No, platypuses, I'm not sure if they have sex for pleasure or not, but they...
I know dolphins do.
They do lay eggs.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I mean, in order to lay those eggs, no.
Oh, my. The Canadian province that is home to Wayne Gretzky is Ontario. And then eventually you got to the letter Z when Z. You cheated and took your blindfold off. But there's always the 850 game, Steve.
There is, thankfully. I have a chance to redeem myself.
We have a really sick shirt that would look really awesome on our friend Aaron while he's driving his truck down I-5. And that is the new I Beat Migs t-shirt. And it has Steve's face on it as a Dogman character. It has the 60 seconds on the clock.
It does. And I got to give a shout out to our friend Jaime, who lives in Atlanta, went and saw Pantera yesterday. And he sent us some pictures. And he is rocking the I Beat Migs shirt at the Pantera concert. And he did say that he got a couple of interesting looks while he was wearing it.
You can get your very own in the rock shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you think you're a rock music aficionado, we would love to chat with you, but we need for you to call us right now, 206-803-ROCK. If you feel like you're a massive music fan, you're the one that should be calling us, especially if you like the music of the 1980s. 206-803-ROCK. We will chat with you after Guns N' Roses. Ultimate Classic Rock just put together a list of the greatest power ballads in rock history. Coming in at number 5 is...
Okay, that one. Aaron's feeling it. Danny's shaking his head no. See, the funny thing is Danny is a fan of emo, but not emo from the 80s.
I don't like 80s music, number
At
one.
All.
It was like, what, 40 years ago?
No, it was 20
also,
years ago.
Also.
Only 20 years ago.
Power ballads just kill me, man. Like, it's just like these like guys with long hair and spandex singing like love ballads. I'm like, I don't need this.
Power ballads is how they got laid, man. That's how they were able to get women to come to the show.
You
cool.
Bring it down a notch.
I'm not a woman.
Fair.
On the list of Ultimate Classic Rock's greatest power ballads, this is number 4.
Don't stop believing. See, I don't consider this a ballad, though. It's too upbeat.
Way too upbeat.
Like, I know power ballads eventually built to maybe, like, having a little bit more of an upbeat vibe to them, but I've never would have considered Journey's Don't Stop Believing to be a ballad. I just consider it to be
they
trash.
They have a lot of other, like, what about Faithfully? Like, that's a Journey power ballad, right?
I would agree with you on that. Also trash, but...
So,
I'm not a Journey fan.
So what power ballads made the top 3? We're going to go track by track where we have the top 3 songs. We'll start with the drums.
Okay.
And then we'll build instrument by instrument, track by track, and you have to guess the song. So let's grab Ray on I-5 North. Ray, what is your favorite power ballad?
Whitesnake, Here I Go Again.
Oh, dude, I get so fired up whenever we play that song. I ain't going to lie. Instantly picked you picture Tawny Kitaen on the car.
Yeah, the Jaguars.
Yes.
All right, Ray, we're going to go track by track with you, see if you can name this power ballad.
Okay, so this is the one that came in at number 3, and it's not Whitesnake, I'll tell you that much. Starting with drums. A little bass, because there's not a lot of drums. I'll give you a hint, the bassist from the Pacific Northwest. All right, little guitar. And piano. And strings.
This is killing me. I can't figure it out.
Taryn, do you got it?
I got it.
Danny?
Nope.
No idea. I feel like that drum fill is so iconic. Danny's got it.
Guns N' Roses?
Yes.
November Rain?
November
yeah.
Rain. Did you know that song was originally 20 minutes long?
Whoa!
And then they edited it down
to like eight,
to a short like 8.5 minutes. God. I was like, I would love to hear the full 20-minute demo.
That's brutal,
right?
Michael from Seattle, we're gonna put you to the test. The second greatest power ballad according to ultimateclassicrock.com.
All right, we're gonna start with the drums. A hint: this is a Seattle band. Throw a little bass. Think 80s. Need some guitar?
Yeah. Oh, I got it.
What do you think, Michael?
Oh, man, I've heard it. And it's on the tip of my tongue, man.
Danny still Heart. Doesn't have it.
Heart.
Heart. Yeah. Yes. Heart Alone. I always forget about that song. How about it's considered to be the number two ballad of all time?
That might be one of my favorite Heart songs right there.
All right, we got to get to number one.
Number one is going to be Matthew in Redmond helping us out here track by track.
Are you ready, Matthew?
Good morning. Yes, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Starting with, and also, I don't consider this to be a rock song.
Uh-oh.
Give you some bass. Taryn? No. Mm. Matthew still doesn't know. Danny's not going to get it.
No.
All right. Phil guitar.
Phil Collins?
Not Phil Collins.
Oh! No.
Is it Prince? Oh. What? How does Danny? Would you consider that to be a... I mean, I know it has... It's rock adjacent. I just wouldn't, if I'm thinking about the rock's greatest power ballads, I would not put that at number one.
I mean, Prince is one of the greatest guitar players to ever walk this earth.
You're not, I'm not, no, no lies detected. I would put it like Home Sweet Home before this, though. Mm. Okay. Which is vibing, Danny.
I can tell.
Give it to me. No.
Okay, fine.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's been a social media post about our new quarterback, Sam Darnold of the Seattle Seahawks, and how his performance is going during OTAs, and some online are already freaking out and losing their minds, even though we're only in practice mode right now. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
We've now seen a social media post that kind of details what's up with our new quarterback for the Seahawks, Sam Darnold, and his performance during OTAs.
No, I mean, this is like no pads. This is like, I mean, it's the practice before practice, I feel like. It's just like everyone's just showing up, learning the schemes, learning everything. Like, I don't think we should be taking anything that happens in practice right now, like, as gospel.
Well, during the practice before the practice, this post mentioned that Sam Darnold threw 2 interceptions in 3 red zone plays and had a very rough day on the field.
Okay.
So, again, this is just the practice before the practice, but some online are already having some big opinions about this.
Time to cut Darnold.
So we need to go straight to the comments.
All right, so we found a few of these comments where people are kind of losing their minds, and we figured who better to read this about Sam Darnold than another great Sam. Maybe even a greater Sam. Any guesses?
Sam Elliott.
No.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes. We have robot Samuel L. Jackson reading some of these comments about our new quarterback, Sam Darnold, and the fact that he threw a couple of interceptions in the red zone during OTAs where nobody's wearing pads, and it's really not that big of a deal. But are you ready for the first comment?
Oh, let's go for it.
Let's go.
Sweet. End zone interceptions? So we got Geno version 2.0?
Okay. That's harsh.
Come on, the wound is still fresh.
It was a rough season when it came to red zone completions for our friend Gino. Good luck in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Bro thinks he's Gino Smith doing that.
Okay.
I love that everyone's making this about Gino so far.
Gino's like, guys, I left. Leave me alone.
God.
You only told half the story. He also threw a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, we can't have that, though. We can't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
No, we got to keep it negative. It's social media.
That's what gets social media clicks, after all.
Jalen Milroe will bring the Seahawks a Super Bowl. It's just a matter of time. Quote me.
Okay.
Well, okay. We will.
Let's quote the random guy on Instagram. We're quoting. I always love when people are like, I called it. I'm like, well, you're just randomly throwing stuff out there.
Would you call your mom? Like, big deal.
And apparently I heard, like, again, this is just OTAs, but Jalen Milroe wasn't anything spectacular either. Actually, the quarterback that seemed to get the most looks and people were like, oh, he's looking good out there, was Drew Locke.
Well.
Are we locked on Locke
this
now?
This is our year.
Oh, man. I better cancel my season tickets and start cheering for the Niners. Hashtag sarcasm.
No, no, I think you actually should. Niner gang.
Oh, no, thank you. Not in this room.
Sam Darnold threw 2 interceptions, or the secondary made 2 good picks. There's a difference.
There's a person with a good perspective right there. Yeah. The defense is looking, the defense is supposed to be really good this year.
We need that.
Yeah.
It's almost like Geno wasn't the issue in the red zone. Wow.
Okay. Poor Geno.
Actually, that was Geno that wrote that. Yeah.
Just burn my Darnold jersey after this shitty performance that really doesn't even matter.
Yeah. I did too. I'm done with Sam Darnold.
Break up with him.
It's all about Drew Locke now, right? God. I am getting fired up for the season.
Yeah?
Yes.
What are you most excited about?
Just the fact that there's football going on.
Like, I know.
But I'm excited just to see what this new offense is going to be like. I mean, it's all, talk about new offense. I mean, a couple of new receivers, new quarterback. I mean, apparently who's doing very bad at the OTAs. Also, the defense is looking like it's supposed to be one of the best defense. I mean, you say that until, you don't know until the season starts, but it's supposed to be a really good defense.
And the preseason starts in 2 months and change. Like, this is crazy.
So you have 2 months to fix whatever the hell is going on right now in the OTAs.
Get on it, boys.
The Daily Mix Show.
We're going to go out to the ball game. It is the Mariners versus the Red Sox on Wednesday, June 18th. Is that 2 weeks from today?
2 weeks from today, and it's a Wednesday afternoon game. So leave work early or just skip the day and come hang out with us.
If we have to call your boss to get you released from work, we will be more than happy to do that. Plus, $2 from every ticket sold is going to benefit the National MS Society, our Bike MS team, which is super cool.
That's awesome.
All the info on the game at KISW.com. You're probably just waking up and starting your day, and you may be a bit curious as to what is happening out there in the world of pop culture. Rest assured, there's plenty to sift through, and we've done that for you. So now we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and his son Patrick sat down to do Variety's Actors on Actors.
I forget that his son is an actor.
Oh, yeah. And they were talking about Arnold being nude in some movies like Terminator 2. But then when they got to that part of the scene, they were talking about how Patrick also went full frontal in The White Lotus. Now, did you watch the most recent season?
No, I've never seen an episode of White Lotus. I didn't know. So Patrick Schwarzenegger's in it?
Oh, yes, he is.
And he's Schwarzen naked?
He is very Schwarzen naked. This is some of the audio.
It had nothing to do really with the muscles. It was more with leather jackets on and clothes and playing a machine. Only the opening scene was naked.
Yeah.
Talking about naked.
I've done it.
That is such an iconic scene. Have you seen Terminator where he's just kind of like put there and then all of a sudden your clothes, give them to me.
I've done it.
I couldn't believe I said to myself, I'm watching your show and I'm watching you with your butt sticking out there. And all of a sudden I see the weenie and I said to myself, what is going on here?
Okay, I don't ever want my dad referred to, when my dad was alive, if he ever referred to my weenie, I would say, I need to leave the room.
That is just brutal.
I mean, this is crazy. And then I said to myself, well, Arnold, hello.
God, the weenie.
You did the same thing in Conan and in Terminator and all of those films. You were naked, so don't complain about it. But it was kind of like a really a shock to me that you would follow my footsteps that closely.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah, Dad, that's... All right, here's a question. You're an actress, and you had to do a scene, maybe like a sex scene or a naked scene where you're just like fully... Your body parts are out there. Which parent are you going to be? You got to pick one parent to
Mom.
Go.
Mom.
Okay.
What would your choice be, Steve? Same question.
Dad. If he was alive, I'd go dad. It's a lot less. I think it's a little less awkward.
Oh,
but like,
God.
I don't know if I'd want any, either one.
I mean, I know that they're both actors, so that, you know, you appreciate art. You want to see these, you know, pieces. But I'd be like, can we just fast forward through this, or can you pixelate that for me?
Right, oof. That'd be insane. So if we're talking about movies, how about Back to the Future? They're begging the movie franchise and all the actors that are involved, including Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, Harry Waters Jr. They did a custom video asking for people to help them find the missing Gibson guitar that Michael J. Fox used in the movie. And here's a clip of them begging the public to help them find it.
Hi, Michael J. Fox. You may know me as Marty McFly.
Leah Thompson here. I played Lorraine McFly in Back to the Future.
We need your help.
We are on the lookout for a missing guitar.
We're trying to find the guitar. The guitar I played in Back to the Future.
No one's seen that guitar since 1985, and we need to find it.
It's somewhere lost in the space-time continuum, or it's in some Teamster's garage.
Help us find it.
LostToTheFuture.com.
Or there might be a paradox.
Okay. Also, I think the chances are so slim that you're going to find that guitar. If it's been gone that long, who knows where it is, and whoever has it probably is never going to fess up that they have it.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Talking Heads yesterday, or maybe it was even day before now, had this big announcement that is set for tomorrow, which coincides with the 50th anniversary of the first live performance they did opening for the Ramones at CBGB back in 1975. Now, David Byrne has said many times that they're not getting back together, but a lot of fans are really hoping that this isn't just some announcement of like a deluxe box set and then we're out.
Okay, based on the glimmer in your eye, I'm guessing you're a fan of Talking Heads.
I love Talking Heads.
Because I don't know about you, Danny, I could give two flying F's about this.
Oh my God!
I don't even know who the Talking Heads
yes,
are.
Yes, you do. The song Psycho Killer.
Psycho Killer.
Kish Kish Sing. Ba 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 ba. Run.
Just use this audio and play it at emo night next Friday. I'm out.
The Daily Migs Show.
Who would like a shot at beating Steve with a record of 183 wins, 60 losses, and 43 ties in 2025? 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.